This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, Jesse?
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm almost tired of seeing your face. I've been in and out of here so many times. And it's always on your show. How lucky
you
am
always,
I?
You always, well, I mean, it's different. Now you're pushing yourself. Sometimes when I speak to you, you're pushing bubblegum.
That's true.
You're always pushing a different thing. You're pushing, but now, like, you're pushing yourself. Yeah, and puppies as well.
And puppies.
Yeah, and puppies.
Adopt, don't shop.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, let me do the formal intro here. Jesse is a South African actor, model, rapper, and presenter. It says here you rose to fame by winning the second season of the BET reality competition series Top Actor Africa. But really, you've actually progressed it quite rapidly in the past 2 years, this career of yours.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, obviously, BET was a big deal. I think The Hustle was also pretty cool. But then the acting work has actually been pretty strong.
That is very true.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
That's very true. It's been an incredible 2 years for me, man. Definitely not what I expected, but definitely what I hoped for. So I'm more than happy.
Is it different when you feel like you're starting to kind of gain the traction that you'd wanted? Yeah. I mean, there's a time when you sit in casting call after casting call for advert after advert.
Yeah.
when you were in that space, did you think you'd get to this point? What is it like when you are at this point? How does it feel?
Look, man, I think everybody in that line, all 1,525 of us.
This is BET.
In the line of people who are waiting for adverts.
Okay.
In that particular line, I think all of us are hoping to get that particular commercial, but in the back of our heads, or whatever it is, commercial, advert, whatever it is, in the back of our heads, we all hope that one day we won't have to be in that line, you know what I mean? And the sooner the better. So looking back, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It's only been like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Looking back, man, like I said, I've always been in that line hoping to be where I am now. And now that I'm here, to be honest with you, it's just like, what's next? Because now I'm here and this is a different line, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
And there's another place that I want to get to. So that's what I'm doing. Every day I'm just working to get to the next line.
But I mean, it's kind of going how you want it to go,
it
right?
Definitely
you're pretty
is.
In control of this whole journey.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you wouldn't tell me if you weren't, but it seems like you are.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to come on radio and say, oh man, it's actually really crap. It's going badly.
What's the big misconception that, people who've known you for a long time have around what you're doing and how you're doing, though? Because it's easy for you to start to understand it, but it's not always easy when the people around you who've been with you for a long time have to, I don't know, experience other people seeing you in a different light, because they don't change, hopefully.
I imagine it's pretty weird for most of the people that have known me for all my life. If I had to talk about my day ones, back in school, I was always an academic. I dabbled in rap and they know that I love rap, but I don't think they ever thought that I would have a TV career. I don't think anyone thought that I would pursue this as a career straight out of high school. When I left high school, I didn't study anything academic, so to speak. I went straight into sound engineering because I knew exactly where I was going to go. So for most people, it hit them by surprise. But at this point, when they think about it, it's not a surprise, because even back then, I was an academic in school, but everything I did outside of school was creative. So it was always going to go this direction. For the people who, like the new people in my life, it's probably not a surprise. This is the only Jesse that they know, this creative guy, this TV music presenting guy. Mm. So yeah, it's okay for them. They're just like, oh, okay.
Where did you grow up?
So I was born in Johannesburg. I went to school in Bloemfontein for how many years? From about grade 4 till I left matric, and then I came back to Joburg. Yeah.
And it's quite cool, I guess, to school kind of outside of the Joburg noise. Because that's quite a grounding, I don't know, what is that like? And then to come back to the noise of it.
Look, even when I was that side, I would come over often, but I am glad that I schooled outside of the Joburg noise.
Yeah.
If I had to, like, cause I feel like,
I mean, there's one road you can have fun in Bloemfontein. Yeah. There's one road.
It's funny cause it's true. There is literally one road and it's a block long.
Yeah. It's not even a front. It's like a very short road.
Look, man, Bloem, it's a very small place. It's easy to blow up in Bloem.
Yeah.
it's, well, I say easy, not taking away from anyone who's trying to do it that side. But it's a very small place. Everybody knows everybody. And it was easy for me to get my, look, everybody knew that I was a rapper back then in Bloom. Mm. Coming to Joburg, it was like, I mean, Joburg is such a big city and you immediately feel it. You immediately feel how many people are trying to do what it is you're trying to do. Mm. And I think it was a good thing that I grew up outside of Bloom, because coming to Joburg and feeling that pressure, I know that, I had to like change my mindset and know that I have to give my 100% because look at this big city. Mm. If you're used to this, I don't know what's going to drive you to overcome all the other people that are trying to do exactly what it is you're trying to do. Hmm. So I'm happy that I had my Free State party on that one little block. Yeah.
And now when you go back, it must be a different experience on that one little block.
It's well, I haven't been back in a long time.
Okay.
But when I do go back, man, there's just so much love. I mean, everyone that I know is still back there. So
it's cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about who taught you about branding, because it seems like you're pretty conscious of how to put your brand out there, how to express yourself.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to be in the space that you're in, you have to be a bit of a marketer.
That's true.
So where did you learn your branding experience?
Along the way, if I had to be honest with you, just along the way, you do some things that are right. And if they're right, then you keep doing those. You do some things and you get backlash and negative feedback, then you stop doing those.
What have you done that's gotten you negative feedback?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so last year, you know, the funny thing is I want to say that it has gotten me negative feedback, but
look, there's
really
no such thing in the long run.
Yeah, but not really.
But the thing that's taught you something.
You
know what it is, just spit it out, bro.
let me think about this. I think, okay, so let's shy away from negative feedback. But the one thing that I've learned in terms of what I put out, especially career-based, is that people... Listen, guys, don't kill me for this.
Just tell us.
People are sheep. You know what I mean? You have to lead them in the right direction. Because, and for me, who's doing so many different things, people get confused with what it is I'm trying to do. And the immediate response that I've been getting, especially when I joined The Hustle, and people first found out that I was a rapper, the first reaction that I get is, pick one. Dude, really, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Choose one, stick to it. This wishy-washy thing of yours is not working. But I had to take it upon myself to make sure that I have to go into this changing a mindset of whoever it is that's following me. Because if I let them think what they want to think, then they'll always feel like I'm taking chances and doing as many things as possible just because I can. So I have to take it upon myself to show people and tell people and convince them that everything that I'm doing because I love, and I'm not taking any of them for granted. So that's the one thing that I learned, especially in the past 2 years, because like you say, it was a very short space between Top Actor, landing my presenting role, and The Hustle. So all three of these things rolled out in such a short space of time, it confused people. But rest assured, I love them all, and I do them all to the best of my ability. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. You got to educate people on what you do. And people always try and box you and put you in one.
Of course, which is okay, I suppose, to a certain extent. That's because that's the way the industry is shaped.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And now they think that you have a calendar as well to add to the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
All right. Hanging out with Jesse Suntele. We're going to give Producer Palesa, I'm going to give you three questions on the other side of this. She can ask three questions. And it's going to be dangerous as to what three questions she asks.
Oh,
but you've got three questions when we come back, Producer Palesa, to ask Jesse.
Ask me what color my eyes. Those kind of questions.
We'll see what she asks you. What would be the worst thing that she could possibly ask you? Then she won't ask you that one.
Oh, yeah. There she is going to ask me that.
No, she won't.
Look, I'll let her surprise me. I'm sure she's okay.
Okay. So she's excited. Three questions, other side of this from Producer Palesa.
Cool.
All right, dope. Listen, more with Jesse in a second, but you voted for the best lookalike in the One Plan Pet Parade competition, and although it was very close, there could only be one winner. Voting is now closed, and the winner will be announced tomorrow on the Gareth Cliff Show. But it's not over. You can still send a pic of you and your pet on social media with the hashtag Pet Parade, and you could stand a chance of winning cash and pet insurance. Plus, don't forget to come along to the One Plan Muddy Puppy. The event takes place at Warkhaven Dog Park this Sunday, the 4th of February. Muddy Puppy is a 4-kilometer obstacle course fun or walk for you and your dog, consisting of obstacles with crawling, climbing, jumping, slipping, sliding, wagging, barking, and lots of mud. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to charity. Book tickets now by visiting the One Plan Pet Parade webpage on cliffcentral.com. With One Plan Pet Insurance, you can make sure your pets get the best medical treatment they need from as little as 133 Rand per month. SMS CLIFF, that's C-L-I-F-F, to 31644 right now, and One Plan will call you back. That is CLIFF to 31644. More with Jesse Suntele and Palesa's Three Questions next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Producer Palesa, it's all over to you. You've got three questions for Jesse.
Okay, first one would be, what's his most annoying habit?
My most annoying habit?
Mm-hmm.
Shem, I don't have annoying habits, eh?
Ah, you're not that perfect.
Okay, let me think. My most annoying
there's
habit.
Actually, there's a better way to phrase that question.
Yeah, please.
The better way to phrase it would be, what feedback have your exes given you on things that you do that they don't enjoy?
I don't know. I guess I don't reply to messages. That's like the one thing. I'm never on my phone.
See, you've been on your phone this entire interview. It's not that you're not on it. You're not replying.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I've been on social media right now. I'm never replying to people's messages. So you might tell me something in the morning and then I'll reply at like 5 p.m. and by then it's like, it's true. Gone.
The relationship's
it's
over. Too,
yeah, by then I'm single.
And then second question, do you ever use your status to your advantage? Like get into parties, get a girl, stuff like that?
Never. Never have. Can I tell you why? I don't know what my status is. So it's difficult for me to just assume you think I'm whatever it is. And then next thing I'll fall flat on my face because you don't know who the hell I am. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
No, that's a tricky one. That's I can't risk that because then, yeah. That could lead to like a lot of embarrassment.
Okay, last but not least, celebrity crush.
Ooh, local, international?
Both.
I knew it. celebrity crush. Look, locally for the longest time has been Katlego Danke. Don't ask me why. Yeah. And I don't know if it's her or if it was the character Dineo, but on Generations, I would just like sit there looking at this woman and thinking one day.
So you like
older women?
So he needs a gig on Isidingo is what he's trying to say.
That might be what I need. internationally. Oh my goodness. Do I have an international crush? I don't know. Oh, you know what I used to say for the longest time?
Okay.
I used to say, oh, just because of her music, I used to listen to a lot of Emily Sunday. Oh, I still do.
Ah, oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's cool.
And just because of like who she is, she's awesome. She's a crush. She's a crush. I used to think that I'd marry her just because of her voice alone. Then I saw her. Then I thought, oh, she's also such an awesome person. Yeah, I'll go for Emily Sunday.
I didn't think he would come with someone like that either. What do you think are the big misconceptions about you that people have? Because, you know, when you're doing sexy calendars and stuff, people also start to box you as one thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what are the misconceptions that you're finding people have about you? And actually, in the long run, it doesn't make a difference because you know what direction you're going to take your, as you said, sheep on.
Exactly.
but what are the misconceptions, do you think, as it stands now?
Okay, so just off the bat, arrogant. Then again, does an arrogant person know that he's arrogant? I don't know. Whatever. So a friend of mine recently told me that they were in a room full of people who didn't know that she knows me.
Yeah.
And they were all talking about me. I don't know how I came up in conversation. And apparently I'm really arrogant in real life. So watch out, people. I'm a douchebag. Just don't say hi. another thing is, okay, I guess it ties into the arrogant thing, especially lately, a lot of my posts on social media have been my body.
Yes.
So it might lead to a self-absorbed, you know what I mean? And I think it's just because of this particular campaign, it makes sense, you know what I mean? And plus I really enjoy
fitness. Yeah, cause you're campaigning
like
quite
that.
Hard.
I'm trying.
Yeah. I mean, it's, right? Yeah.
Can't leave anything to chance.
Tell me what it means when you put up a post.
Yeah.
And it says, see that mirror? That's a nice mirror. I like that it's hanging by leather straps. If you want one, click the link on my bio and vote for me to become Cosmo's sexiest man. Okay, you can't win one, but you could win 10,000 rand and buy as many as you want. I mean, how? Take me on the, you said you're a creative, so take me through the creative direction look, on the photo, the copy.
Look, first of all, it is a really nice mirror.
And is this your house?
No, that's not my house.
Whose
that
house
is
this?
It's a really nice house, isn't it?
Whose house is
it's
it?
It's not a house. It's a hotel room.
Okay. Whose hotel room?
Somewhere in Cape Town.
Okay, cool.
I cannot remember.
But under your name.
It starts with a C. It's somewhere in Cape Town.
Okay.
Look, first of all, it is a really nice mirror.
It is, yeah.
Let me tell you the story of how that picture came about. So I woke up in the morning and like you can see that the window's right next to the mirror.
Yes.
There's a lot of light coming in there. And I was looking in the mirror and things looked good. You know, I care about progress when I'm in the gym and I'm working out, things like that. And things look really good. Lighting is a real thing, guys. And lighting was at the perfect angle, and I took the photo. It just so happened that the really nice mirror was there too. And so I decided to deflect from the fact that I'm in the picture and go for the mirror instead. But obviously that's not what that post was about.
Huh? What was it about?
It was trying to get people to vote.
Yes, okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's have a look at some of the comments then when you get something like that.
Oh my goodness.
There's actually not, I mean, someone They're says, okay, my right? goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
There was one that was pretty funny. Someone said, that apartment, I want to lay on the couch.
That...
And then you replied and said, right.
It's a really nice apartment.
So this fly, honey, puts a comment, says, that apartment, I want to lay on the couch. Jesse replies and says, right. And then nothing happens afterwards. Now that conversation definitely continues.
Hi, bro. Oh, where?
I mean, it must.
It must continue where?
Oh, was that the end of that conversation?
That was the end of that conversation.
But I'm sure with photos like this that your DMs look a little different.
Yes. For obvious reasons, my DMs are, very one-sided.
Okay. What does that mean?
A particular topic. Look, man, those pictures obviously bring a certain type of comment to the DMs.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
So did you feel pressure with this competition now to just be in better shape?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, yes. Especially because coming out of December, actually going into December, I had already felt like I gained a lot of weight, which sounds weird coming from a
guy.
No,
December, though, I think is bad for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, going into December, I already felt like I was really bulky. And I've never wanted to be bulky. I've never liked myself as a bulky guy. And not necessarily fat, but just like put on a lot of size. So I was already toying with the idea of cutting down and just getting leaner. And this competition came about and it was the perfect excuse for me to get into the gym and really start getting lean and follow the progress and share my progress, and things like that. So yeah, definitely.
And so what does your like daily routine look like now in the run up to something like this?
Mm.
How many meals are you eating a day? How often are you in the gym?
Can I tell you what happened? I went vegan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
when did you go
vegan? For the past couple of, I think it's like 2.5 weeks now.
Wow.
Something like that. It's not that long, but I'm vegan.
That's so really hard.
I thought it was. So far, so good.
Okay.
I guess I haven't started.
Have you eaten today then?
What did I eat
this
today?
I mean, it's quite something to ask them what they've eaten so far today. It may not be, it's interesting though because of the vegan thing. Yeah.
Okay, so today I...
And also people associate vegan not necessarily with like being in super great shape.
Yeah,
they
that's
say like,
true.
How do you get the protein? How do you do the this? How do you do the that? So how are you doing it?
I'm doing really well. I mean,
are you dating someone that's vegan? I mean, what was the inspiration for going vegan?
No, it's the funniest thing. I just... Look, I enjoy experimenting with my body.
Okay.
I enjoy finding out what it reacts to. So it's not any religious or any conscious or any reason like that that has gotten me vegan, which means that tomorrow I could be eating meat.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah.
I just really enjoy seeing what my body reacts to. If I take in a lot of carbs for the next 3 months, what happens? Do I swell up and look like a balloon, or do I get really bulky in a good way? If I go vegan, do I get really lean or do I get skinny? I just want to know what my body does. And it's outside of my diet too. I like knowing how fast I can run, how much I can lift, how quick I am, how flexible I am, how, you know what I mean? Things like that. I'm just really interested in what the human body can do. And mine is the only one that I can experiment with. So, this vegan thing is really just an experiment to see what happens.
Cool.
And so far, so good. I've been getting really lean. This morning I had, cauliflower rice, pumpkin, and it had a bit of quinoa seeds and things like that in it. And I had my vegan protein shake after the gym. I had
just
a bunch of
vegan
fruits.
Protein shakes.
Yeah.
That's advanced.
That's out there, you know? And I eat a lot of fruits and mixed nuts and seeds just during the day because I'm constantly hungry. I don't get any calories during the day. So
that's
pretty
cool.
Crazy, eh?
Yeah. So, okay, we're going to land it with how to vote for you in a second.
Yeah.
Just quickly, though, let's clear up some stuff that Google has as related searches to you. So Jesse Suntele age,
25.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesse Suntele birthday.
18th of September.
18th of September.
Yeah.
Some people Google Jesse Suntele parents.
What do they want to know about my parents? Who they are?
Yeah, probably.
That's interesting. My mom is my mom and my dad is my dad. So, yeah.
Maybe they want to see where you came from. Like, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
This is related searches to your
name.
That's
really interesting. Jesse Suntele parents.
Jesse Suntele nationality.
A South African, born and bred. Xhosa and Tswana is my mom and dad.
You see, then the parents do come into the mix.
Okay, that's probably what it is.
By the way, all these related searches will have great answers after this podcast is released. Jesse Suntele, wife.
I am not married, so.
Well, then it's a good thing that it says Jesse Suntele, girlfriend.
I am also not currently girlfriended.
Okay, there you go. That's about it.
Is that at the bottom?
No, girlfriend was at the top.
I thought so. I knew it. I knew it.
I was just taking it in the direction.
So.
That's okay. Well, listen, bro, it's always cool to touch base with you. And certainly each time we touch base, it seems like things are just going better and better and it's on track.
Yeah, man. I'm really blessed, yo. Yeah.
Absolutely. But you also seem like you work really hard. Tell me about how we vote for you in this competition.
Okay, so basically you can either hop on Cosmopolitan SA's website, or the easiest thing to do would be to follow me on social media. Follow me at Jesse_Suntele_ on all platforms. So that's Jesse_Suntele_. And then all the links are there in my bio, on Twitter. It's on my pinned tweet.
Dope.
And you can vote there and you can vote as many times as you want. As soon as you vote, scroll down to vote again and vote as many times as you want.
And what do you win if you win this? You just get the title. Or do you?
Me particularly?
Yeah.
I think there's a cash prize somewhere involved in there and you get the bragging rights.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
You get the title. Yeah. I think for me, more than anything, it's just a great platform to launch from.
Yeah.
To start the year off with something like this is just a great start to the year. And I can build off of that. And then for the people voting, you could win, like I said in my mirror, post.
Yeah.
You could win 10,000 rands. So
very, very cool.
Vote. If you don't vote for me, vote for that.
And then you get that. And then before you know it, you get a full year calendar somewhere.
So you know what I mean? That could happen.
How amazing it would be to be January all the way through to December.
All the way through to December, you know?
With 12 with different, 10
different
breeds
puppies.
Of dogs.
I was about to say that. With 12 different puppies. I love dogs, so that's okay. Yeah.
Rockstar, bro. That's a Jesse Suntele there, South African actor, model, rapper, and presenter.
Yeah.
One of Cosmopolitan's sexiest men. Yeah, you found that from him, how you can vote for him. Jesse, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.